Welcome back, everyone, to the Utica Phoenix Deep Dive.
It's great to be here.
Today, we're diving into something that's got everyone talking. President Trump's decision to reintroduce that 25% tariff on all steel and aluminum imports.
Right.
And I know tariffs might not sound like the most exciting topic, but this is about so much more than just metal. We're going to be looking at global power dynamics, you know, the unintended consequences. And how this could affect everything from the price of your car to your favorite drink.
Like a can of soda.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So to kick things off, I think what's really interesting here is the timing of this whole thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Back in 2018, Trump implemented very similar tariffs.
He did.
The goal then, like now, was to give American industries a boost. But the results weren't exactly clear-cut.
Yeah, there were definitely some mixed results.
So are we seeing a bit of tariff deja vu here?
I think you could say that, yeah.
Can you break down what happened back in 2018 for us? What worked, what didn't, and how is this time around different?
Okay, so back in 2018, we did see a rise in U.S. metal production.
Right.
Just like the administration hoped.
Okay.
But a couple of things kind of messed things up.
Oh, really?
First, a global steel glut emerged.
Okay.
You can think of it like this. If there are suddenly way more bakeries than people who want to buy bread,
yeah,
the price of bread's going to drop, right?
Makes sense.
Too much steel on the market drove prices down.
Okay.
And then on top of that, trading partners hit back with their own retaliatory tariffs.
Right.
Which really undermined the whole point of the initial tariffs.
Wow. So this time around, the global landscape is way different.
Oh, it is.
And the stakes seem even higher.
Absolutely. The global economy is far more volatile now than it was back then.
Right.
I mean, we're dealing with a war in Europe.
Yeah.
Supply chains are still messed up from the pandemic. And inflation is a problem everywhere.
Yeah.
It makes for a very unpredictable situation.
So let's talk winners and losers here. Obviously, U.S. steel and aluminum producers are going to benefit in the short term, right?
Yeah, they'll likely see a boost for sure.
Okay.
These tariffs make their products more competitive against imports.
Right. But I imagine that comes at a cost for other industries.
Exactly. Think about all the industries that need steel and aluminum.
Okay.
Construction.
Yeah.
Automobile manufacturing.
Uh-huh.
Even something as simple as canned beverages.
Wow.
All those sectors are about to get hit with a big increase in their production costs.
Right.
And guess what? Those costs eventually get passed down to you, the consumer.
So how would this affect, say, the construction industries specifically?
Okay, so let's take rebar as an example.
Okay.
Those steel rods they use to reinforce concrete in buildings.
Uh-huh.
A 25% tariff on imported steel means the cost of rebar goes up.
Right.
And that cost gets passed down the line to construction companies and then eventually to people like you and me.
So we could see higher rent prices.
Yeah.
More expensive infrastructure projects.
Yeah.
The list goes on. That's a pretty big deal.
It is. And consider the automobile industry for a second.
Okay.
Many car manufacturers rely on very specific types of steel and aluminum.
Yeah.
Often sourced from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Tesla's had some trouble getting specific types of steel for the Cybertruck.
Oh, right. Because it's a stainless steel body.
Right.
Okay.
These tariffs could make production even more complicated and could raise the price of their vehicles.
And this could impact the transition to electric vehicles, too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Especially if those specialized materials are hard to find here.
Right. The electric vehicle market depends on a global network of suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
For batteries, metals components disrupting this could have unintended consequences for the growth of that whole sector.
And we can't forget about everyday things.
Right.
Like you mentioned canned drinks earlier.
Yeah.
How do tariffs on aluminum affect that?
Well, aluminum is essential for making those cans.
Right.
And when similar tariffs were introduced in 2018, the American Beverage Association reported a $500 million increase in production costs.
Wow.
And you can bet those costs were eventually passed on to the consumer at the grocery store.
So we've mostly focused on the U.S. side of things.
Right.
But I imagine this is going to have some international repercussions, too.
Absolutely. Other countries aren't just going to sit back and watch this happen.
Yeah.
We're already seeing strong reactions from major U.S. trading partners.
Uh-huh.
Canada, for example, a huge supplier of both steel and aluminum to the U.S.
Yeah.
They've already raised some serious concerns.
Mm-hmm.
They've even hinted at potential countermeasures.
Oh, really? Like what?
Well, it could include tariffs on American goods.
Okay, so that's significant given how closely our economies are tied together.
Absolutely.
What about the European Union?
Right.
How are they reacting?
EU officials have promised a firm and proportionate response.
Okay, but what does that mean?
Well, if you look back at 2018,
yeah.
they targeted iconic American products.
Like what is...
Like bourbon and Harley-Davidson motorcycles with tariffs.
Oh, wow.
It caused some pretty major disruptions. What? We could easily see a repeat of that.
Some analysts are even predicting a potential trade war.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's likely, or is there still room for negotiation?
It's really hard to say for sure.
Yeah.
The situation is super complex.
Right.
A trade war wouldn't be good for anyone.
Of course.
But we also have to consider the bigger picture.
Yeah.
These tariffs are part of this larger trend of rising protectionism.
Globally.
Globally, yeah.
Right.
More and more countries are turning inward,
mm-hmm.
focusing on their own industries first.
And how does that protectionist trend fit into President Trump's America First agenda?
Well, it's a big part of it.
Really?
America First is all about putting American economic interests first.
Right.
And bringing those manufacturing jobs back to the U.S.
Right. So the logic is that by shielding domestic industries,
yeah.
you stimulate job growth.
Exactly.
Revitalize the economy.
That's the idea.
But couldn't this backfire, though?
It could.
If other countries retaliate, won't that hurt American businesses and consumers in the end?
That's a real concern for sure.
Right.
If this escalates into a full-blown trade war.
Yeah.
It could lead to higher prices for consumers, limited access to goods and services, and even job losses in certain sectors.
Right, because our economy is so tied to the global economy.
Exactly. You can't just isolate the U.S. economy.
Mm.
It's not that simple.
It really highlights how complicated trade policy is in a democratic system.
It is. There's so many factors to think about.
Domestic economic interests, national security, international relations.
It's a real balancing act.
So where do citizens fit into all of this?
That's a great question.
What role do we play?
Well, in a democracy, citizens have the power to shape policy.
Yeah, but it can feel overwhelming sometimes.
It can.
This idea of global trade wars can make people feel powerless.
Oh, I understand that.
So what can people actually do to make a difference?
Well, first and foremost, stay informed.
About trade issues.
Yes. Understand how they affect you, your community, the country as a whole.
Okay.
And then engage with your elected officials.
So like write to them, call them.
Exactly. Let them know what you think.
Okay.
Support organizations that are advocating for fair trade practices.
So it's about understanding the issues, speaking up, being active.
Exactly. Your voice matters.
Even when the problems seem huge.
Especially when the problems seem huge.
Taking ownership.
That's it. And remember, trade policy doesn't exist in a vacuum.
Right.
It's connected to so many other things.
Like what?
Environmental protection, labor rights, national security.
Yeah.
We need to approach these conversations with a real understanding of how everything fits together.
The key takeaway here is that trade policy isn't just some abstract thing.
No.
It's not just economists and politicians debating.
Right.
It affects all of us.
It has very real consequences.
For everyone.
Absolutely. And in today's world, we have to think carefully about the impact of our actions.
Mm-hmm.
Not just on ourselves, but on the global community as a whole.
I'm curious, how do you think we balance these competing forces?
Of national interest and global cooperation.
Yeah.
That's the million-dollar question.
Right.
Finding that balance will require open dialogue, a willingness to compromise, and a commitment to finding solutions that work for everyone.
Not just a select few.
Right.
This has been so insightful.
It has.
We've gone from steel and aluminum tariffs
yeah.
to talking about global trade,
yeah.
protectionism, the role of citizens in a democracy.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot to think about here.
Yeah, it really shows how something that seems so straightforward can have these huge ripple effects.
It really does.
Who knew tariffs on metal would lead us to talking about the future of global cooperation?
It all goes back to how interconnected the world is.
Right.
This one decision by the president
yeah.
touches on so many things.
Like what?
Like the balance between what's good for us and what's good for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
The role of government in trade,
mm.
the potential downsides of this kind of protectionist policy. Mm. It's really something. And it comes back to that idea of what we as individuals can do.
Exactly.
We can't just sit back and expect others to figure this out.
Absolutely.
We all have a responsibility here.
We do.
To stay informed,
mm-hmm.
participate, and hold our leaders accountable.
Exactly.
If you're worried about these tariffs and what they mean,
yeah.
reach out to your elected officials and tell them.
Let them know what you think.
So in a world that's becoming more interconnected by the day,
right.
can something like these tariffs really protect our interests?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they risk damaging the whole global economic system?
It's a tough question.
It's a question worth thinking about, for sure.
It is. And as we figure out how to deal with global trade,
yeah.
remember that cooperation, communication, and a commitment to doing things the right way are key.
To making sure everyone benefits.
Exactly.
This deep dive has been really eye-opening.
It has.
We've covered so much.
We have, from the details of the tariffs,
right,
to the wider implications for global trade and the role we all play as citizens.
It's been a pleasure diving deep with you.
Likewise.
This has been The Deep Dive, produced by David Laguerre.
Thank you for listening.
We'll be back next week with another fascinating topic.
See you then.
Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those questions coming. Mm.